New York Dolls, The Ramones, Blondie, Suicide, Bloodless Pharaohs, Fleshtones, and Richard Hell and the Voidoids. We've got the New York Dolls queued up right now with Human Being. All right, let's give a listen to that here on 90.1 FM. Give us a call, 632-6901.
Find yourself a saint. Go ahead now, try to find a
the New York Dolls with Human Being. You keep in contact with any of these old folks?
They're all dead.
No.
Well, Johnny Thunders died, as you know, and yeah. Jerry Nolan died right. shortly after him. Sylvain, we still run into in the city from time to time, and he's been trying to sell a rock album, a tape of an entire album. But unfortunately, he was signed to RCA back in the late 70s. And he's a good second banana, but he really is not a front man. He just cannot do it. I saw him at the memorial for Thunders at, the Marquee, I think. And he's gotten kind of fat and bald and stuff. And, I mean, that works if you're Phil Collins, but I don't think Sylvain can really pull off this Phil Collins thing. So he's just fat and bald. David Johansen, a.k.a. Buster Poindexter, is back to being a hopeless alcoholic. Yeah. The Buster Poindexter thing is just kind of like log-jammed. And David, my friend Jamie, who, you know, came up with me last year, ran into David at some old man's bar in the city. And David really had a bag on. He was bombed. He's totally over the Buster Poindexter thing. It's just a way of making money. And he wants to get back into the rock world. So hopefully, I mean, I was told some major label in Japan offered Johansen, Sylvain, and Arthur Kane a tremendous amount of money for a Dolls reunion. But a Dolls reunion without Johnny Thunders and Jerry Nolan really is invalid. And Arthur Kane, I think, was hit by a tank or something in LA and is going through rehabilitation. So I don't know how much he could participate. I mean, even after being hit by a tank, his participation would probably be the same as it was originally anyway. But I don't have much hope for a Dolls reunion at this point. But, you know, we see David and Sylvain from time to time.
Okay.
They're good boys. And I mean, this portion of the show is really dedicated to Johnny Thunders because, unfortunately, with this wave of 70s mania that's happening right now, he'd probably be right in the thick of everything. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, heroin took its toll. And what are you going to do?
Yep. Now, there's also a lot of bands putting out sort of like tributes to Johnny Thunders.
Right. Well, it's become very fashionable since Guns N' Roses dedicated a song on Use Your Illusion 2 called So Fine, which I think was the only song dedicated to anybody on either of the Use Your Illusion albums. And I know in the video they had for Yesterday's, they had the logo LAMF, which was the Heartbreakers logo, Johnny Thunders logo. Mm-hmm. And Duff McKagan has a solo album coming out this fall. And the first single will be a cover version of You Can't Put Your Arms Around a Memory, which is an old Johnny Thunders song. So Thunders Mania is going to be in vogue. I'm sure there'll be a TV movie and, you know, the whole nine yards eventually. And, it's just one of those unfortunate things, along with Steve Bader's and, you know, everybody else that fell by the wayside. But, he'll definitely, on a more minor version than the Cult of Sid Vicious, because that became a very commercialized, anti-commercial, but commercialized thing. Thunders kind of like was the real Sid Vicious before Sid and after.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what we got up next? We've got the Heartbreakers.
We've got one more Johnny Thunders track. You heard him with Psychotic Frogs. You heard him with the New York Dolls. This was the key Johnny Thunders band, the Heartbreakers. You hear me vibrating through my braces. It's amazing. And I think this is Born to Lose,
yep,
which is like their classic.
Okay, we're in the middle of Radiothon 93. Please give us a call, 632-6901. I'll do the concert listings soon after this, and we'll also run down some of the premiums we've got available. Jimmy has offered a copy of the book England's Dreaming by John Savage, which traces the whole evolution of punk up to, I guess it's kind of ends around 1980 or so.
I think it starts with when John Philip Sousa got the punk thing started.
Okay.
Something like that.
It goes up to around 1980, but it traces the whole evolution from New York with the Ramones and the Dolls all the way up into England with the Sex Pistols and the Damned and bands from there. And it's probably one of the most intensively informative book.
Well-documented.
Well-documented book that was put together. It also features a discography in the back for those of you who like want to find out what the essential albums to pick up are. Although the DIY series might have put an end to that since the Rhino Records went ahead and got everything together for you beforehand. But that's available for a $30 pledge. We only have one of those, and it's well worth picking up if you got the money. It's you're not just getting the book. You're also contributing to WUSB to help us improve our signal, move our transmitter, do on-air improvements with our equipment, and many, many more. Jimmy has also given us two $25 gift certificates to spend in the store, The Record Connection, 484 Hawkins Avenue, Lake Ronkonkoma. And you can pick anything up from the DIY Rhino CDs to any of the punk stuff that's available in the store there. So that's a $25 gift certificate for a $25 pledge, so you can't lose with a donation like that. Our number is 632-6901 or 1-800-394-WUSB. The Heartbreakers, Born to Lose, here on 90.1 FM. FM Turmoil, The Heartbreakers, Born to Lose, and that's from the DIY series compilation called Blank Generation in the New York Scene, 1975 to 1978. I'd like to thank Jane County for taking the time to talk tonight. She was part of that scene. Also with me this evening is Jimmy LaLumia, also part of that scene. And we've been doing what little reminiscing we can do this year because of Jimmy's infirmary, but we're making the best of it.
And well, it's always wonderful to come up here and to do our bit. And next year we'll be up with an Ass Hair album. And I'll be able to say that again. Can you say that for me one more time?
Okay, the new band is called Ass Hair.
Thank you.
Do you still have some of those pictures of the Christmas cards?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And you can give them you can give as many away as you'd like.
Okay.
It's got a lovely, lovely message on the flip side, which I'm sure the FCC would love.
In fact, if you go down to Jimmy's store and mention that you heard him on Turmoil this evening, he'll give you a copy of that card. And if you're lucky enough, maybe he'll autograph it for you.
Well, it's a pleasure and glad to do our bit. And we look forward to seeing you again.
Okay. Thank you very much for coming down.
Thank you.
And continuing on with Radiothon 93, I just want to read a letter here I got from a band from England called CDS. And this is from Chris from the band. And he mentions the WUSB Radiothon, but first I'll just read some of the letter. Many thanks for your latest playlist and newsletter. It's always great to hear from you. I got to admit, myself and the rest of CDS are totally amazed that you've played any of our tracks, let alone several, on your show, and we're just thrilled to bits. Now on to news about the WUSB Turmoil Radiothon. At the moment, both CDS and Ruptured Ambitions label are in a state of limbo. We're waiting for various items, including badges, T-shirts, final pressings to emerge, but as yet have nothing to offer but tapes. But as soon as CDS T-shirts have been printed or the Ruptured Ambitions Crass Covers tribute album is finished, I will send something on to you. Also, CDS are recording a load of new tracks in 2 weeks, so be warned they might just end up your way, too. In the meantime, I hope these few dollars are of help to WUSB and Turmoil as a donation from Ruptured Ambitions. So here's a band all the way in Devon, England, who can't even pick up WUSB, but just knows about the show Turmoil and WUSB from the playlist I send out that you can also consult at the Record Connection. And this is a band that just, out of its own pocket money, just sent a few bucks over to help WUSB. And I'd like to thank Chris for that donation. And you can help, too. Non-commercial alternative radio is vital to any scene, and the Long Island punk scene is very important. There are now 3 punk shows on WUSB, or 4, depending on which week you're listening to. There's my show, Turmoil. We also have Rochelle, who sometimes plays some punk music every other week. There's Kyle and Tom, who do 2 shows Wednesday night, Thursday mornings from 2 to 4. And there's also Christina, who does a show early Saturday morning from 3 to 6:30 a.m. And she's going to have a live band on this Friday. The band is called Fugue, so you can tune in for that. But you can help support us and showing your support by giving us a pledge. Our number is 632-6901. We've got lots of stuff to give away. Let's give a listen to CDS so you can hear what they sound like. And once again, we thank those guys for sending some money our way. We'll be right back. 90.1 FM. Turmoil, music from Screeching Weasel, and that was Judy is a Punk. That's from their Ramones album, and we're going to get into a little set of Selfless Records. That's on Selfless Records, the Ramones. We don't have that as a premium, unfortunately. That's only 1,000 of those were printed up, and those sold out once word was made of those coming out, and the pre-orders on that were just, like, amazing, so not too many places even have that. But Todd from the label Selfless Records wanted me to ask the listeners a question. I think I mentioned last week he's going to have the Vindictives are going to do like the third Ramones album, and the Queers from Vermont are going to do the, or from New Hampshire, going to do like the second Ramones album. He just wanted to know if you guys out there thought that was a good idea to do like covers of the Ramones albums or not. He was just curious in your response to that. So if you feel like giving us a call and pledging money, please do so, 632-6901. Let me run down some shows that are taking place the next few weeks. We'll start with Thursday the 8th at the Roxy Music Hall in Huntington will be Sick of It All and Biohazard. That's an 8 o'clock show. Saturday the 10th at ABC No Rio, Horace Pinker, Weston, Burst Into Flames, and Party Akimbo. At the Angle on Saturday will be Common Ground, Big Mistake, and Response from Boston. The 16th of April at the Old First Church in Huntington will be Hell No, Riptiles, Half Man, Wazzy Pungo, and Scalamander. That's a 7 p.m. show, $5 admission. There are limited tickets available, so please call Dan at 271-8742. Saturday the 17th at ABC No Rio, Dirty Bird, Mind's Eye, Miter Pup, and Medicine Man. At the Angle on the 17th, SFA, Enrage, and Standoff. Sunday the 18th at the Right Track Inn, Goon Squad, Neglect, Loyal to None, Rejuvenate, Problem, Us and Them. Friday the 23rd at the ABC No Rio, Mind Over Matter, Headstrong, Bouncing Souls, and Maud. Saturday the 24th at the Angle, Bouncing Souls, Headstrong, Maud, and Bug Out Society. At ABC No Rio, Big Mistake, The Berserkers, Fallacy, and Mayday. Sunday the 25th at the Checkers Pub in East Meadow, Common Ground, Big Sniff, and Headstrong. Saturday, May 1st at the Angle, Hell No, Garden Variety, Medicine Man. At ABC No Rio on the 1st will be Bad Genes, 2.5 Children, Wormhole, and Lumpin' Proletariat. Yuppie Side will be at the Angle on the 15th of May, and at the 22nd of May will be Neglect with some more bands. So we'll, as the weeks wear down, we'll get more into that later on. We've got some tickets to give away to the Sick of It All Biohazard show at the Roxy Music Hall. Those are available for a pledge of $25. I don't know what admission to the show is, but for a contribution of $25, you'll guarantee yourself tickets to the Sick of It All Biohazard show at the Roxy Music Hall. Our number is 632-6901. And I just want to, if I can find it. Okay, we've got some thanks to go out from some people who have pledged their support. Danny from Coram, John from Port Jeff Station, Amy from Miller Place, Craig from Mastic, Aldo from Holbrook, Jonathan from Holbrook, the folks at Sound Bite House, Tom from Mastic Beach, Chris from Center Reach, Ed from the campus, James from Centerport, Jay from Brentwood, Chris from Sound Beach, Tom from Babylon, I believe, Richie from Neskonset, and a few more. We're getting down to like the last 30 minutes of the show, and I didn't want to have to do this because I thought the support out there would be much, much more. Every week I've been giving away tickets to shows at the Angle or various other places. Unless you pledge at least $10, what I'm going to do is the only people who will be eligible to win tickets to those shows for the rest of the year will be those people who pledge support of Turmoil. Okay, so if you want to even be in the running to win tickets to shows at the Angle or any other place we give tickets to, the Ritz or the Roxy or anything else like that, you have to make a pledge of support this evening. We really are scrounging around for those bucks. So we really need your support. It's crunch time, and we'd really like to move the antenna to the new site on Bald Hill. We'd also like to move the transmitter with it and sort of replace some of the aging equipment we've got here at the station. It does take money to keep things up to date and on the air. I mean, we've gone from cassettes, records, now we're in the CD technology age. Who knows what new technology is going to come out soon. So we need some support of yours to keep this thing going, to keep us up technology-wise. 632-6901. Those people whose names I mentioned, if you hear me announce tickets for any show the rest of the year, you guys are eligible. You'll get first shot at those tickets before anybody else. So thanks for your support. Those who haven't called yet, well, now's your chance. Lots of great premiums. We've got a Mad Parade autograph CD available for a $15 pledge. We've got a $25 gift certificate to the Record Connection. You can use it for anything you want in there. And that's available for a $25 pledge. So basically, you're just going to the store and buying $25 worth of material, but WUSB is getting the money. We've got the book England's Dreaming by John Savage. That's available for a $30 pledge. We've got the Murphy's Law album on clear vinyl for a $10 pledge. We've got a couple of books. We've got some tapes. And we're going to get into a set right now of some Selfless Records material. Starting with this, from a Mogul. It's an autographed 45. The band has given us a few of those. This is all the way from... Where did I put the sleeve? I lost it. Okay. This is all the way from Sweden, all right? You're not going to see this anywhere else. This is available for a $10 pledge along with your choice. Either you can take this with the Capital Punishment 45 on Selfless Records, the Drawbox Drawbreaker Split 45, or the Toxic Reasons Zero Boys Split 45. So you got your choice. You can get this 45 with one of the other three for a $10 pledge. Let's give it a listen. This is Mogul with One Nation here on Turmoil. 90.1 FM Turmoil. Music from the Zero Boys. That was Black Network News. That's from a split 45 they have with Toxic Reasons on Selfless Records. Capital Punishment before that with American Way. And we started off with Mogul from Sweden with One Nation. That's a part of our little packages we've got set up for you. We can give you the Mogul autographed 45. The band from Sweden has autographed the 45. We're offering that with either the Capital Punishment 45 available. That's available, the Drawbox Drawbreaker Split 45 or the Toxic Reasons Zero Boys Split 45. And those three sets are available for a $10 pledge. Also, anybody who pledges this evening will get a free copy of Paranoid Fanzine, issue number 1.5. Artie, who's put this together, has given us a few copies of these, so we'll give those out to anybody who orders a premium this evening will get one of these. It's free, but we've got them here in the studio, so we'll just chuck those in. We've got tickets to the Sick of It All Biohazard show at the Roxy Music Hall, but you have to pledge by credit card to get those tickets. That's tomorrow night, the 8th, an 8 o'clock show. And some of the other premiums we've got, I'm just going to try to get these played as quick as possible so you can get an idea of what's available. We have the Judge No Apologies record. It's an import from Lost and Found Records out of Germany, and it features the Chung King sessions, which originally there was only maybe about 100 of these available in the whole world because it was from like a test pressing. And all these legalities going on and fights between Revelation and Judge and everything else was going on. But Lost and Found Records has re-released it. We have it on vinyl. We've only have two of these left available for a $20 pledge. You can get the Judge LP, the Chung King Sessions, No Apologies, along with a copy of the Touch and Go fanzine reissue put out by Selfless Records, which features... Yeah, it features recordings from The Fix, The Meat Men, Negative Approach, Toxic Reasons, and Toxic Reasons. And these are live cuts from these bands you won't find anywhere else. So those two collectibles, Judge LP and a Touch and Go zine, available for a $20 pledge. Let's give a listen to a Judge right now. This is Fed Up here on Turmoil. FM Turmoil. Music from a Judge from the Chung King Sessions record that was Fed Up, and that's available along with the Touch and Go magazine and record for a $20 pledge. Give us a call, 632-6901. This is the second week of Radiothon. If you figure it out, for a $10 pledge, all you're paying is 20 cents a week to keep shows like Turmoil on the air. And I pay, like I said earlier, I pay more for that in gas to get here and back home every week. So if I can spend that, the least you can do is once a year contribute $10 to WUSB. Our number is 632-6901. I got to apologize for this one. I should have mentioned this earlier. We've got a few limited editions T-shirts of the Popsicle Jubilee Fest that took place in North Carolina last year around January or so, and that featured bands such as Youth Gone Mad, Sound Bite House. Oh, God, I can't even remember. There were so many bands playing there. Sound Bite House, you might want to just call their hotline and ask them to explain the whole thing. But there's weren't too many of these T-shirts printed up, and everybody was talking about this festival for months afterwards, how it was supposed to be 3 days of punk music at this little skate rink park, I guess you can call it a skate park, and that the last minute the cops came in, closed it down. The guys from Sound Bite House and the gals from Sound Bite House went searching all over North Carolina to find an alternate place to play. They found a warehouse somewhere, started loading into that. The police were following them and came in and closed that down. And they finally got a club, like a metal bar, to do the show there. And they had two shows, a Saturday and Sunday that weekend. Summer's Eve was there. Youth Gone Mad, Sound Bite House. I know bands like Mind Over Matter showed up, but they didn't get a chance to play. Yuppie Side was down there. It was just like New York invades North Carolina. So we've got a few of those T-shirts available for a $10 pledge of support. 632-6901 or 1-800-394-WUSB. Give us a call. We're also throwing in a copy of Paranoid Zine number 1.5 featuring what's happening on the island. And to go along with that Popsicle Jubilee T-shirt, we're going to play something from Sound Bite House. This is Speedballs here. I hope this is the right speed. Here on Turmoil. We'll be right back. 90.1 FM Turmoil Music from The Undead. That was Never Say Die As I Lose My Voice. Actually, I did pretty good this year. I have last year, I think I lost